Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain, wear the rain and shine by love. Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame, wear the rain and shine by love. Oh, yeah.
What I expect to see is a lot of parent involvement in this issue. I hope that parents take the time, people, concerned citizens, take the time to come out tomorrow to see exactly what their school board is doing on behalf of their students.
This is Derek Scott. He's the chair of the Democratic Party here in Escambia County on Channel 3 last night, talking about the school board meeting today, 1 o'clock, where they're going to talk about, as you've heard mentioned in the news here with David Wayne, that they're going to decide what to do. Who's going to be the interim? Is it going to be Keith Leonard? Is it going to be Sheena Payne? Is it going to be somebody else? Are they all going to mass resign? I mean, who knows? You never know what's going to happen at a school board meeting. You didn't think that superintendent was going to get fired the last time. You didn't think Tim Smith was. You didn't think that he was going to have an awkward departure walk there where he couldn't get through the locked door and then had to go behind the podium while they're still talking about him and asking him his opinion. Yeah, and then show up to work again the next day. You didn't think that was going to happen. You know, you didn't think that the State Board of Education was going to ream Escambia a couple of new ones, but they did. I mean, you didn't think that was going to happen. And, you didn't think that they were going to do a deal with Charter Schools USA. But that, so I'm just saying, if you're going to this, if you're thinking about the school board meeting today and what you think, oh, I know exactly what's going to happen. Be cautious, maybe be cautious. So on the one hand, the Democrats are saying, hey, show up. On the other hand, the Republicans are saying, yeah, we show up. Yeah, please be there.
Both men have been asking supporters to
this
show
is, sorry,
their
this is
Yona
Gavino. I think I cut the wrong piece here. There we go.
Just to simply one show that there are a lot of people in this county who are unhappy with the wokeness and some of the things that had been occurring over the recent years.
So it's going to be a minor catastrophe today at this meeting. I don't know how many people are going to be there, but that room, I think it might hold comfortably 100, 200, maybe depending. I mean, I don't think you get 200 people in there. Depends if they take out the chairs. I guess probably for the meetings they would have it just, they wouldn't have the tables. They'd probably just have chairs. But we'll see. It's going to be interesting. So that was John Roberts. He's the chair of the GOP in Escambia County. And a couple of the issues that are going to be on the table today is going to be the question on the one hand of Keith Leonard, who Kevin Adams and Paul Fetsko had wanted, basically, I guess, to be the superintendent over Tim Smith, and somebody who, and let's not say this again, okay, I do not have an opinion about either Mr. Leonard or Ms. Payne, okay? I don't feel like I know enough. I haven't asked around. I haven't looked at their CV. But here are some of the things I have learned. Apparently, in the last round, he was elevated to a place where he would be technically eligible, for the minimum qualifications to be superintendent. And his critics are saying that that was an artificial inflation and that, therefore, he doesn't really have what it takes for the job. Okay, that's kind of the version that I think Derek Scott from the Escambia County, Democrat in Escambia County is saying.
If we're focusing on the qualifications of the person who is going to be named as interim superintendent, then let's focus on the qualifications. And Keith Leonard does not have that by any stretch of the imagination.
And the response from the GOP, again, from John Roberts.
He's got a long history of working with different superintendents, being an administrator. So he's not only just well qualified, but he seems to be one who will kind of restore things. We're happy to have a person of any race, color, man or woman. That would be fine. It's what they stand for is most important and how they want to administer their office.
So there's disagreement about the qualifications of Keith Leonard to be the superintendent for Escambia County. We'll have to see how that plays out. And then, the other part of this has been a conversation about, well, look, Sheena Payne, who had been is the deputy, and you would typically think that, if you fire the general manager, the deputy general manager, you know, in any business, you know, the assistant coach or the assistant manager is the one who's going to take over the team. You know, the vice president takes over when the president goes away. But in this case, the board did not pick the deputy superintendent, Sheena Payne. They picked Keith Leonard. But again, that's going to be all up for discussion today. And since she's black and since she's a woman, the black Democrats in Escambia County are raising that as an issue.
You've not seen in the Escambia County School District neither a woman superintendent nor a superintendent of color. And I think that does play a factor into the decision that was made.
It seems unlikely to me that that's the reason. I think it's a much more plausible way of saying it is that Kevin Adams and Paul Fetsko know Keith Leonard and like him and wanted him before, and that's the reason they voted for him. Is it because they don't want to be, you know, they don't want to hire a black lady? I mean, that seems unlikely to me. You know, I don't, you, anytime you allege racism or sexism, you kind of have to have evidence, you know? And if your evidence is that she's a black lady, that's not evidence. Right? That's potential is all that, right? You understand the difference, okay? That's potential. But that's not evidence. Evidence would be, and even, you know, if she is the deputy, you know, you might say, well, that's the evidence. Why didn't they just make her the, well, again, what's the distinction between your claim that she was passed over because she's a black woman as opposed to being passed over because they know him and are familiar with him? Or maybe like his qualification somehow or other. Well, she's a deputy. Right? I understand. Okay, but just make sure, if you're going to make a claim about racism or sexism, you need to have unique and compelling evidence that that's the case. You know, otherwise you should be very cautious about making those kind of claims. And by the way, when you make them too often, then people start to not take those claims seriously, which we should take those claims seriously since sexism and racism are horrible things, right? So today at the meeting, you're going to have a lot of people, I would think. You're going to have a packed room. And there's going to be, I hope, a lot of civility. But I have watched too much politics in Escambia and Santa Rosa County to necessarily believe that's going to be the case, so I'm going to put it in the we'll see category. I will say this, it's going to be weird because I would think, since his job still goes through tomorrow, that Tim Smith is going to be back in the chair. As they talk about this and his replacement, and I we'll see. That, I think, would also be an interesting note, and I don't know the answer to that. 617 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
You think they'll be like, hi, I'm Dr. Jim Smith, and I'm here to just throw my name in the hat.
Do you see my mustache and my new, my mullet haircut in this? Yeah.
Bad accident and a fatality this morning. This happened like just before the show started at 5. Pine Forest Road and right near the I-10 entrance. In fact, it's right underneath it, and there is a car on its side. Fatality, like I said this morning. Now, that whole area is tied up right now, specifically the southbound lane on Pine Forest near the subway at that one gas station. So if you have traffic tips, you can text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And I do want to remind you, though, but just that one area. If you need to get off on 9 Mile or on Car City to go that way, that might be the better way. Just be careful this morning. That's traffic. Sorry.
Thank you so much, yep. Candy. Hey, if you've got a business and, you know, you obviously have employees and you have benefits that you're overseeing for them, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, you need to manage HR, you need to manage payroll. Well, all of that stuff is stuff that if you like doing it, great. Okay. But if you don't like doing it, or maybe you just wish somebody else either could take the workload or knows how to do it better than you do, that's why you call Torgerson Causey. Ask them to come in and look at what you're doing and see what they can offer you. And maybe, you know, maybe they come in and they show you what they can do and you're like, nah, I'm good. That's fine. There's no obligation. Or they come in and you're like, oh, that's really good. And you save me a lot of time. Go ahead. We can make this work. I know because we started using them about 5 or 6 years ago here at News Radio in Cat Country, and they have been genuinely fantastic. Like they solve problems we didn't know were problems before, you know, like with the folks we were using before. So I'm very happy with them. They're very, very good at what they do, and they're always responsive to our questions. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
There's something new at Peak Boar Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID.4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers. If you haven't experienced an EV yet, make sure you stop by and see how the Volkswagen ID.4 EV will absolutely impress even the most discerning drivers. And while you're at Peak Boar Imports, check out the 2023 Taos S, now from $26,226, and the Tiguan S from $28,576, and both are available with a low APR rate of 1.9 for 36 months. The Atlas Cross Sport SE is in stock and priced from $36,161, and it's available with financing at 3.9% for 60 months. It's all new this month at Peak Boar Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peak Boar Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
The prices for tax, tax title, and associated dealer fees. APR rates for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me tomorrow at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions tomorrow at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
The best local resource that happens to be entertaining. News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I am Oz, the great and powerful. Who are you?
Good morning, 6:23 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News, and this is a good distinction between you and Reese. She hated Wizard of Oz. Like, it gave her, triggered her.
Like I do Princess Bride? That's so
The way you hate Princess Bride,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, man, that's weird.
You each have your one little, you know, weird movie.
I still miss her very, very much.
Yeah, no, I do too.
I bet.
Every day.
We all do.
True.
We all do.
What was I going to tell you? Oh, you know, I don't watch any basketball. I watch like the tournament. I watch the NCAA tournament. I don't really watch basketball other than that. And then I vow that I'm just not going to watch the NBA because I never enjoy it. Okay, I always regret watching it. And then they tell me this saga about how Miami, a number 8 seed, only once before they ever made it to the finals, and Miami's up 3-0, and then the Celtics win 1, and then win 2, and then win 3, and it's a game 7, and it was a dramatic game 6, and they came back, and all. I'm like, oh, this game 7 is going to be fantastic. Miami wins by 20 points.
That's what always happens.
I watched this game on about 8 minutes on fast forward. Like, oh, Miami's ahead. Oh, they're ahead by more. Oh, they're still ahead by a lot. Okay, well, that was fun. That was such a waste of my time. How dare you, NBA? You had me. You had me. I was ready for something good, and then the movie was just terrible. 6:24 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Governor Ron DeSantis heading out on his first official presidential campaign tour this week. He formally entered the race last week. Of course, he's expected to visit a dozen cities throughout Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Speaking of Iowa, the Iowa apartment complex that partially collapsed in Davenport over the weekend set to be demolished today. Eight people were rescued after the historic six-story building partially collapsed. And the teenager that was shot and wounded after knocking on the door of the wrong house in Kansas City making a public appearance yesterday. Ralph Jarl joining hundreds of other people at a Memorial Day run called Going the Distance for Brain Injury. He's continuing to recover from that shooting last month. Apparently, he suffers from migraines and balance issues still.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Oh, you're going to want to stick around for this. This is going to be embarrassing for you. You ready?
Well, if you put it like that, yeah. Let's do this.
Yeah. Keep selling, sir. Keep selling.
Yeah, I was going to say, good thing you're not in sales.
This was over the weekend, locally. At the Florabama.
Since I started coming here, but it's been pretty incredible. It's
Kenny Chesney.
The beach show we did here almost 10 years ago. It's crazy to think about it. So it's really, you know, cool to be back and to be in this environment again. You know, anytime me and the band get to make music and create music and spread love near the ocean.
While he was here doing a couple of shows at the wharf, and he decided, you know, oh, hey, I'll just do an in-betweener, you know, a nooner at the Florabama. David, you were involved in this, right? Weren't you? A little bit?
Well,
please, tell your tale.
This is kind of a sore spot for me, actually. So I took the boat out, and I went to the Florabama. I was there at that time.
Outstanding. How was the show?
Well, I didn't actually see the show.
Why?
So I was on the other side of the Florabama.
No.
You know, the side you pull your boat up on.
Yeah. So you were not.
I had no idea that he was putting on a show across the street.
So you were like the people just kind of eating their hamburger and didn't know what was happening across the street where one of the biggest local news items happened to be taking place, and a thing that you would certainly have wanted to go to real bad if you'd known it.
Had I known, yeah, I would have loved to have been there. Unfortunately, good. There I was.
Not listening to American Kids.
Yeah, not listening to that. I was, I don't know what... 100 feet away, maybe. Yeah. Had no idea what was happening.
That's the thing about the Florabama, though. You can be in one room and have
no idea
that there's
it's
this.
So, it can be so isolated.
Awesome. That's, yeah, no matter where you are.
That's exactly it. You're like, well, so, you know, I was just in D.C. on the 6th. No. You know, I was at the Smithsonian.
That's right.
You
know,
I will say, though, as many regrets as I may have about not crossing the street.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have as many regrets probably as the guy who was walking around with the life-sized Kenny Chesney cardboard cutout. Guy really probably would have wanted to be there.
Oh, wait, he was in your side of the world?
Yeah, he was over on my side.
Oh, no.
Walking around with the life-sized cardboard cutout. No. And he didn't know either.
He didn't know either. Oh, my God. That's like that peanut butter commercial.
Oh, that's the worst. Oh, yeah. No, I feel way worse for him.
Oh, yeah.
And forever his story is, I can't believe it. I wasn't there. All right, David. Well done, though. Well done with the cardboard cutout. You way to one-up it. 6:28 on
News. You're the one that one-upped it.
Did I?
Hey, here's a bad experience I had this weekend. Cool. Let me write it up for Tuesday when we'll have more people. I'm Andrew McKay. You always make stuff worse, dude.
Thank you. It's a skill. 6:28 on... Oh, you want another one?
It's a gift.
You ready? You want another one?
Could you?
All right, sure. So, you know that there are various ways of pronouncing the English language. I don't mean that phrase, but, you know, ways of speaking.
Yes.
Dialects, right? You have the Northeastern dialect. You have a California dialect.
Sure.
You have a Southern dialect.
Absolutely.
Okay. And so, here's the interesting thing. People often hide their dialects to the degree that's possible. And I'm always angry at these British actors that come over here and pretend to be Southerners. And then
it's weird,
see them on the shows and I'm like, what? That's not right. I'm talking about you, Walking Dead staff. Anyway, cast. Anyway, all of them. Like all of them.
I know, dude.
Anyway, so people conceal their accents because they feel like it might harm them in either the hiring process or in the negotiation over salary or something like this. Well, it turns out that intuition is right. that having a strong accent or regional dialect, you might not think it is, but, you know, for those of us who are kind of standard accent, Chicago is sort of the standard. Not the Chicago, not Chicago, but, you know, like just the standard, what, you know, sure. Broadcasters, Chicago is the standard. So 38% of job seekers admit to softening their regional accent during interviews because of negative stereotypes, and particularly Southern accent has a negative stereotype, although others do as well. New England is another one. New Jersey is another one. But here's what they found. A Writing Tip Institute study, 3,000 people tried to figure out, you know, who conceals their accents. And it turns out that actually Southern accent is only the fourth most likely to hide itself. But if you don't hide it well, 20% pay loss.
Isn't that crazy?
About 20% wage penalty you can expect for people who don't speak a standard accent but instead have a Southern accent. Or any, you know, or any regional accent, I guess. It's not just Southern, but others as well. So it seems to me like it depends on where you're applying.
Yeah, you gotta sound really boring.
If you're applying locally and they have a dialect, you might want to fit in. But if you're applying to some national firm or national here local, you know, I don't know, hide who you are and get more money, at least temporarily, and then y'all them later.
Fox News, I'm Gian Gelosi. The House Rules Committee will meet today to determine whether the debt ceiling deal will make it to the House floor. Congressman Chip Roy sits on the committee and tells Fox,
"There's going to be a block of us that are a no, and I hope that more Republicans will join with us and stand up."
The full House is expected to vote Wednesday before that June 5th deadline. 9 people injured after gunfire erupted on a beach boardwalk in Hollywood, California.
I just hear like pop, 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 like 6-7 shots. People start running and I start dodging down.
I was in the store and I heard a couple of gunshots. I ran over and everybody was laying on the ground. It was pretty scary.
That was just like insane.
One person is detained, a second is being sought. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, meanwhile, is kicking off his 2024 campaign in Iowa this morning before heading to New Hampshire and South Carolina later this week. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3. It's partly cloudy, 67 this morning in Pensacola. Do have reports of a fatal crash on Pine Forest Road near I-10 today. FHP reporting a roadblock there, and we'll get more with Candy and the traffic on the fives here in just a couple of minutes on that. 2 weeks after the meeting that saw Escambia County dismiss school superintendent Dr. Tim Smith, we'll have the next chapter in that saga later on today.
I'm making a motion to terminate the superintendent's contract as of May 31st of 2023 and asking Mr. Leonard to step in as an interim superintendent.
The school board will meet at 1 o'clock today to determine if Keith Leonard will be the interim superintendent and for how long. They're also expected to discuss how they want to move forward with finding a permanent replacement for Dr. Tim Smith. Some residents in the county, though, calling for current Deputy Superintendent Sheena Payne to be given that position. That meeting expected to draw quite a few public speakers later today. Rick Scott's got a list of things to do to be prepared for hurricane season. Senator Scott posting his hurricane preparedness guide on social media this week. Of course, Thursday marks the official start of hurricane season. Scott says in his 8 years as governor, he saw the destruction left behind by multiple hurricanes firsthand. But the one thing he learned is that Florida is resilient because we prepare. His tips include making an evacuation plan and stocking up on emergency supplies. The full list available at rickscott.senate.gov. Well, congratulations in order for Pensacola's Bobby Van Dusen. He won his third title at the annual World Championship Old Time Piano Playing Contest. Now that's what it sounded like when he won last year. He also won the senior division back in 2019 as well. The contest happens every Memorial Day weekend in Oxford, Mississippi. A Century man charged with felony fleeing and eluding after allegedly driving off mid-traffic stop. 24-year-old Drake Isaiah White stopped on Highway 29 for driving a vehicle with no license plate recently. Deputies said they smelled marijuana coming from that vehicle. When ordered to get out of the car, deputies say White put it in gear, took off. Deputies did not chase him. A warrant was issued. He was arrested last week. He's since been released now on $9,000 bond. And horrible news out of South Florida today. 9 people hurt after a shooting in Broward County. NBC's Alyssa Hyman reporting that it happened on the Hollywood Beach boardwalk last night.
According to police, at least 9 people were shot and injured and rushed to the hospital. At least 3 of them were minors, one of them as young as a 1-year-old baby.
Police say 8 of the people shot are currently in stable condition. The 9th victim went into surgery recently. No word on their condition. 4 of the people who were shot were kids. The other 5 are adults. Investigators believe 2 groups were arguing when those shots were fired. 1 person's been detained. A 2nd suspect still at large. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get an update on our traffic on the fives with Candy.
Sure. Just real quick, Bobby Van Dusen, my God, I love that guy.
Isn't he great?
Yes, he is so fantastic. He played piano and organ at like a couple of my churches and probably everybody's church. He's great. Not great. A bad accident this morning. This happened right before the show started. Pine Forest Road, right near the I-10 interchange. A complete roadblock in the southbound lane on Pine Forest. In fact, there's a car kind of wedged into that interchange, and emergency crews are on scene right now. So that's what that slowdown is. I would say maybe avoid that exit if you can, certainly. And if you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, and be careful on the roads, of course. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing another beautiful day today. Nice and humid, 10% chance of a stray afternoon shower. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high near 89. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 68 degrees. For Wednesday, 20% chance of a stray afternoon shower or thunderstorm, high near 88. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 69 degrees. For Thursday, 40% chance of rain with a high near 85. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 67, it's partly cloudy in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, and 61 right now in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. NVIDIA and MediaTek Incorporated will partner on technology to power advanced vehicle infotainment systems that can stream video or games or interact with drivers through artificial intelligence. The agreement will integrate an NVIDIA graphic processing unit chiplet and NVIDIA software into the system on chips it provides to automakers for infotainment displays. Automakers, including features like gaming, AI for voice-activated features, driver monitoring systems, and displays related to automated driving, create more complex in-vehicle displays. For more than 100 years, Master Lock was a key employer on Milwaukee's north side and the manufacturer of one of the most recognizable products tied to the city. Last week, more than 400 workers at the facility were told their jobs were ending and production was moving elsewhere in North America. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open after stocks rallied on Friday. The Dow Industrial surged 328. That's Your Money Now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Are you curious about marijuana? Florida A&M University established the Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, also known as MARI, to educate the public about medical marijuana use as well as the detrimental health and social impacts of unlawful marijuana use on local communities. Find out more at mmeri.famu.edu.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
Good morning, 640 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And joining us by phone, just called in Ellison Bennett, who is a local longtime civil rights advocate, good friend of the show and friend personally. Ellison, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Let me say, I called a town hall meeting last Tuesday at Greater Trouvine, and it was not a meeting to talk about anything other than the fact that we need some stability at the school district. I said that David Williams had not been on the board long enough to fairly evaluate Dr. Tim Smith. I had tried to reach out to Sheena Payne for a week and finally got a chance to talk to her at Warrington Middle School last Monday. And I asked her, I said, were you concerned that you were passed over? She said, no, I'm okay. So the meeting that I organized was not to advocate for Sheena Payne to be deputy superintendent. Interim superintendent.
Right.
I think tonight there's going to be a lot of yelling and shouting, and now they have drawn the line in the sand with the Democrats on one side and Republicans on one side. And I want to tell both parties, stay focused on the children, what is best for those children. You're bringing a new charter company in here, Charter USA.
Right.
We don't know how that's going to work out. I mentored at Warrington Middle School, and I said 2 years ago, and I said again this morning, the problem with Warrington Middle School is parental involvement. And those children would never be able to achieve the grades that everybody want to see them achieve if the parents don't get involved in the process.
When you looked at this situation, I mean, you know, you've heard the clips, okay, and the allegation has been that the passing over Sheena Payne was somehow related to racism or sexism. I don't see any evidence for that, but, I mean, do you see anything like that?
No. As a former elected official, I was on the city council in Haines City. It showed there, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. It seems like somebody violated the Sunshine Law. If you look at the meeting that was held, the last school board meeting, and how it was done, Mr. Slayton said,
right,
hold
right.
on, guys. Yeah, and
yeah,
then
Bill Slayton actually alleged that during the meeting, right? He said, sure does seem like a Sunshine Law violation to me, right?
Absolutely. And then Patty Hightower would say, hey, guys, why don't we table this and discuss it in a workshop? And, of course, you know, FESCO presiding over the meeting, he put the motion on the floor. That was sort of unusual as well.
Right. Typically, and they pass the
Adam
gavel if nobody else does it. Right.
Right, right. And then Adam Second and David Williams, when the vote was called, David Williams voted along, and it appeared that, I don't know whether the Sunshine Law was violated or not, but I want to say to the board members, there's just too much chaos going on right now. Keith Leonard have never been a principal at any level, elementary, middle school, or high school. And to give this man the responsibility for 40,000 students, that's a little bit unfair to him. So you need some stability at the leadership. So if they're going to make Keith Leonard the interim, and I don't know if Keith's going to retain Sheena Payne, that's his call. But if he doesn't, I said, why not promote Dr. Michael Roberts to deputy superintendent so he can be an asset to Keith Leonard? Because you just can't have everybody just pulling in different directions and think it's going to go well for the children this upcoming school year.
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't know the players the way you do, and I appreciate that perspective. And you know, it's I also don't have any evidence that there was a sunshine violation. I will say it kind of the way things transpired makes you suspicious of that. But again, the possibility of something or the suspicion of something is not the same as having the evidence of something. So I want to be cautious about alleging that as well. But Ellison, very interesting. Thank you so much for the call. Thanks for clarifying, you know, your thoughts and why the meeting took place and what it was not intended to accomplish at the same time. Always good to hear from you, my friend. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. 6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by the farmers from Florida who do want to remind you that Farm Fresh, local farmer letting you know that Florida watermelon is in season right now. You can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. And I can tell you, it is delicious. Bad accident this morning. This happened before the show, but it's still tied up with emergency crews on scene cleaning Pine Forest right near I-10. The southbound lane on Pine Forest is a complete roadblock, and part of Pine Forest is, too, right there underneath the interchange. Use caution there. Avoid that area, certainly, if you can. If you have traffic tips, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great place to buy good quality used cars, great selection. Actually, that's why we went there. You know, my wife and I bought our Honda Odyssey there because of their selection. We were basically looking for a car to replace our dying but not dead. Like, it had probably about 5 or 6 months left on it. Our Grand Caravan that we had bought when our 19-year-old had been born. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, I know, both parts of that. But it's a couple years ago. So he was like 15 or 16 at the time. But still, we were looking to replace that vehicle. And we wanted to test drive a Honda Odyssey because we knew we thought that's what we wanted. But we didn't want to commit to that until we test drove it. Well, the problem is you couldn't test drive them because they were all not available. They were either too new or they would get pre-owned, certified, sold before they were clean and you couldn't drive them. It was a real problem. So we found one. We called it our unicorn. What was amazing is the color we wanted. But we weren't buying a car yet. We were just testing 6 months in advance. We drove it. We liked it. The price was good. We asked if they could come down. They did. We asked if we could have a day. They said yes. We asked if they could come down again. They said yes. We asked if we could buy the car. Like, it was that easy. And we weren't trying to buy a car, but the selection, the price, the service, it was just all very straightforward. So when I say, you know, Frontier has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I say that from experience.
The cost of health care is all in the news. Tune in tomorrow morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing how the ProHealth Medical Membership Program can help you take out the stress and cost of health care. That's tomorrow morning at 9 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, is every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket, a lawn chair, just remember no pets or glass, and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's Christy T's Bad Juju. They've been a staple in Pensacola for the last 8 years, and if you've got dancing shoes, they'll help you wear them out. They'll play the top 40 hits from the 60s all the way up to today, including Motown and The Obscure. It's Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill?
Join Compass Solar Energy tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we all navigate through the rising cost of energy tomorrow at 9:30 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We're committed to providing you with the latest and most accurate information during hurricane season. So tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest updates and stay safe.
Average for gallon gas, 357. Florida average is 341. In Mississippi, it's 298. In California, it's 486. In Navarre, 316 east and also west of the Walmart. 8 cents more if you go up 87. 314 for the Garcon Point Bridge at the Murphy. 345 in proper. Good Lord. Does that come with a mask and a gun? 321 at the Raceway in Milton. 321 at the Murphy in Pea Ridge. And then 335 at both stations are... two of the three stations, anyway, heading through Pace. If you get over on a 9 Mile, looks like the Walmart's got 318. Same at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And then coming in from the southwest side, looks like 319 is your best price at the Shell at Cervantes. 651 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz signing a recreational marijuana bill into law today. The bill will let people 21 and older in Minnesota have up to 2 pounds of marijuana, but does not legalize public consumption. It also expunges sentences of residents convicted of marijuana crimes in the state. Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes expected
to... Did you say 2 pounds?
2 pounds. That seems like a lot.
A pound of marijuana is a lot.
Do you smoke weed?
No.
No, it's not a lot. I mean, it's a lot, we can have this conversation.
Okay, go ahead, David.
All right. Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes expected to start serving her 11-year prison sentence today. She was found guilty in January 2022 on 11 fraud and conspiracy counts. And she'll be serving her prison time at a camp in Bryan, Texas. Passengers on a Carnival cruise recalling a harrowing experience after their cruise ship was rocked by very rough weather over the weekend. Sharon Tutroni says it felt like the captain cruised directly into the eye of a developing storm.
There's no way around this one. We went directly into that storm and sailed through it. It sounded like the ship split in two. We were flying blind with our lives in someone else's hands.
So this storm apparently delayed the Carnival Sunshine from getting back to its port in South Carolina. Water and debris even filled parts of the ship. Some passengers were looking for life jackets. Eventually, though, the ship did make it home. Now it's about to head out on its next voyage.
Have you been on a cruise, David?
No.
Would you go?
I would.
Okay. We sound hesitant.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Have you been
I'm
on a cruise?
I've
hesitant.
Been on like 12 cruises.
Okay.
Yeah, I
and
love
would you
cruising.
Go again post-COVID and with like news like this around?
100%. Yeah,
yeah,
we've
same
been
here.
In
we're,
a storm.
We're actually kind of planning on going on one sometime in the next like year or two. So we're and it's with the boys. You got to buy them passports, and it's annoying because it's super expensive. And if we'd have known in time, we would have renewed ours, but they've lapsed. It's been too long.
You can just bring your birth certificate.
No,
if you're doing
you
Carnival.
Can. Well,
I promise you can.
We'll talk
after the show.
We need to make sure we can get back in the country just in case.
We should all.
There's
go.
Rules about this. But yeah, no, I would go. Of course, I would.
We should
go.
Do a news radio cruise. That's what we should do.
There we go. There's an idea.
And we could do local stuff like on the ship.
Like what?
I don't know, but I'm sure
running
you're
of
the
news. Running of the bulls on the top deck?
You guys are the news people. I am just the producer. I'm producing an idea. And you guys could
I'm turning this
off. We got a text in. Somebody says, thanks a lot, David. My wife and I are going on a cruise this Saturday.
I've been on a cruise where stuff like that's happened, and it was fine. And I get car sick sometimes, and it didn't make me sick. But I hear you, but it sounds terrifying when it's happening. I think you'll be fine.
I love that. We're going on a cruise this week. Thanks. You're the best. No problem. That's what we're here for. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, free license, free saltwater fishing this weekend, June 3rd and 4th. Always a good time. You don't have to have the license to be saltwater fishing this weekend. So if you're planning on doing that, now it's available. Also, Santa Rosa School District put out a note yesterday that, or maybe it was on Friday, because it probably wasn't yesterday on Memorial Day, but I have it in my show prep for today. Anyway, that the free summer meal program for kids is going to be beginning. So I think, does it start today? Let me flip to that little section of my prep here. Let's see, May 30th, sure enough, today. So May 30th through August 2nd in Santa Rosa County, you get free breakfast from 7:30 to 8:30 and free lunch from 11:30 to 12:30, so an hour in each case. Teens up to 18 years of age, so it's at Milton High, Pace High, Navarre High, Holland Navarre Intermediate, Carpenter's Park in Milton. Oh, that's outside the school. That's also interesting. Bell Ridge Apartments in Pea Ridge and Pace. Oh, these are good locations because they're not just at the schools, right? You want to go where the kids are, and the kids aren't necessarily at the schools. Florida Town Park in Pace, Santa Villa Neighborhood in Pace, Pineview UMC in Jay, Central School. That starts in June 5th, by the way. That's not immediately, but Central School starts in June. And locations won't be available July 3rd and 4th in observation of Independence Day, but for the rest of the summer, that will be available for kids. So just letting you know if you live in Santa Rosa County that that's going to be available for you. 6:55, News Radio 92.3, Candy's got traffic on the fives.
This is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey and Andrew McKay recommend in Pensacola. Taking a look around, we're still watching that accident on Pine Forest. It's the only thing that we're seeing right now, and it was a fatality. This happened before the show this morning, but complete roadblock in the southbound lane on Pine Forest. And then right underneath, there's a car that was stuck in the stanchions on that interchange, and that's what's happening right now. Emergency crews are working to get that out. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. From the world of the news you didn't know needed to be news, Connecticut, the great state of Connecticut, the middle to small state of Connecticut. Anyway, the state of Connecticut voted in favor of a resolution to exonerate a dozen witches. Yeah, they had convicted 12 witches 375 years ago. 45 of them were accused. 12 were hanged. 11 of the 12 were hanged, so they hanged 11 witches. Not quite four centuries ago, but close. So they took a vote to exonerate them, which has been the Connecticut Witch Trial Exoneration Project. Some volunteers who wanted to clear the names of the accused and had been working on this for years.
From 300-something years ago?
Yeah, I'm not really sure what this does
for me. They
don't want to
fight poverty
it's my
or worry about, migration, but the, you a 400-year-old fake crime.
They have finally and officially expunged the records of the dead witches, who weigh the same as a duck, who weighs the same as very small rocks, who weigh the same as, that's how you know they're a witch, right?
I guess.
Study your Monty Python. So here's what was interesting to me is the vote on this. The vote was 33 in favor, 2 abstentions, and 1 opposed. So you had one lone person. You had Senator Sampson, who said, nah, I don't think so. Them witches needed to be... I don't know why you oppose. But at the same time, this is not the silliest of all possible things that you would 375 years later right the injustice, right the wrong that was done way back when. So, yeah, Alice Young, 1647, Mary Johnson, 1648, Joan Carrington, and John Carrington, they got the both of them in 1651. Goodwife Bassett, Goodwife Knapp in 1651-53, Lydia Gilbert, Mary Sanford, Nathaniel Greensmith, and Rebecca Greensmith, and Mary Barnes have all now been pardoned and weren't actually witches, or at least weren't convicted or didn't deserve to die, whichever way you want to see it.
It's funny because you know how they probably got in trouble in the first place. They had their own real pitchfork posse.
Oh,
like the
wow.
Connecticut pitchfork posse.
The whole time I was working on that. That's good.
Thank you.
All right, I'll take it.
But can't you imagine? Can you imagine those city council meetings? Or even the regular Connecticut ones? We're going to pardon witches. Oh, okay.
I want to watch them,
right.
Yeah.
And, you see Commissioner Parker and Commissioner Wright going, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then somebody yelling at them.
You think Milton's rough, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine what, Salem was like back in the day. That's funny. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for?
Oh. Oh.
Future news?
I know it's future news. I'm sorry.
Is it going?
Yeah, but it's not. Yeah.
Okay, fine. So no big deal. One thing, we got the Nuggets are going to be playing the Heat in the finals after the Heat demolished the Celtics yesterday. Or the Celtics, if you prefer a traditional pronunciation.
Nobody prefers
Nobody
that.
Does. Heat or Nuggets to win it all?
The Heat.
Yeah, I have no opinion about this.